Hallelujah. Well, welcome to the Sunday evening online service here at Rhema Bible Church, obviously here online. And many of you are watching Facebook Live and YouTube and Rhema.tv and some of the apps that you're using. And so we encourage you to keep sending in your comments, and some of you have already done that. I see a lot of people. I've got it right here. We've got a lot of the church people are commenting. We saw a couple pastors earlier that were commenting, some friends around the nation that I know that are commenting. And so it's wonderful to get to be able to connect that way. And so it's just a great platform that we have. I know we can't get together personally, but you know what? This is a wonderful tool that's been provided for us so that we can do this during this time that we're going through. And so just connect, just keep commenting, and just keep praising God. And I know that the church family, you're out there, and we just want to tell you thank you for joining us tonight. And I'm going to talk to you about the same power that raised Christ from the dead. And so if you'll turn with me to Romans chapter 8, verse 11, and we want to take a look at this verse right here. And this is a great verse. I like this verse. And so it says here, but if the Spirit of Him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, He who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to our mortal bodies through His Spirit who dwells in us. And so that's a powerful scripture. This morning, Easter Sunday morning, we had a wonderful service here. The worship team just did a tremendous job of portraying Jesus' death, burial, and resurrection through music and song. And then Pastor Hagen, delivering a message that just talking about the importance of the resurrection of Christ. And it's just tremendous service this morning. If you weren't able to, be a part of that this morning live, then I highly recommend that you go back and to the archives there and get that. And I just want to encourage you to take advantage of this. But Romans 8:11 tells us the same power that raised Christ from the dead is also making alive our mortal bodies as well. The New Life Version, says it this way: the Holy Spirit raised Jesus from the dead. If the same Holy Spirit lives in you, He will give life to your bodies in the same way. In the same way. Notice how that version uses the word same. That word same right there, we think of it this way: something identical, something exactly the same, exactly or equal to in essence, in quality and in ability. We're not, when you go and ask somebody for help and you see them bringing out to you what the help you need at the level that you need, and then somebody else comes and asks that same person for help, they would be expecting the same level, quality, and ability to come forth to them as well as they did to you. And so I just want to tell you this: you can expect the same Holy Spirit to bring the same quality, essence, and ability to your life that He did to Jesus when He raised Him from the dead. Let's take a look at that just for a moment, and just take a look at this same power. Just type it in the comments: this same power. And the same Holy Spirit who raised Jesus from the dead, He's making a difference in our life. Oh, yes, He is. I'm going to tell you something. He's making a difference in our lives. We who are Christians, we who have given our life to Christ, we can testify of the fact that same power has changed our lives, made a difference in our lives. And so Easter is so special because we look back and we see an example of the same power that came into our life and what it did in Jesus' life, and it gives us hope for our own life. And so Christ was raised from the dead by the power of the Holy Spirit. By the power of the Holy Spirit. We know this. You say, well, how did he do that? Well, Romans 6:4 tells us this, that Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father. By the glory of the Father. And then 1 Corinthians 6:14 says it this way. 1 Corinthians 6:14 says it this way, and God both raised up the Lord and will also raise us up by his power. We see in these two verses the glory of the Father and the power of God mentioned there. And those are words that are used in connection with the Holy Spirit, many times interchangeable, but certainly in connection with the Holy Spirit at all times. And we know this, that this is talking about the Holy Spirit. And so we know this, the same power that raised us, that raised Christ from the dead, is now working in us. Looking back, you know, sometimes history helps us. It helps us. And so, you know, as we face what we do today, going through what we go through today, take a look back at what God has already done. If you look back through the history of mankind, you'll find that there are three major times that God has displayed his power in a magnificent way. Certainly there are many times when he did it at an individual level, but three times that he has done it at a global level, universal level. One, the first time would have been the moment that the earth was created. The earth was created during that time of creation that we read about in Genesis chapter 1. We see in verse 2 where it says, the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God hovered over the waters. And then verse 3 says, and God said, let there be light. We see that the Holy Spirit was hovering over the waters that covered the earth at that time. And so the moment that God's word was spoken, when God said, let there be light, it would seem then that the Holy Spirit went into action and light came into being. The power of God brought forth the light that God spoke about. And so we see all the way through creation, and we read the book of Job, and you can look in the book of Proverbs, and you see that the Holy Spirit was involved in bringing forth that word that was spoken, that framed the worlds. The Holy Spirit brought forth those things. And so it's a tremendous time of creation and the display of God's power. And then the second major time that was universal, that would be global effect, and that is at the cross, which we're celebrating today. At the cross, we know this. Think about this. Jesus hung on a cross, and in his dying breath, he said, it is finished. And he died, and he went into the grave, and we know this, that he was there, in the grave. He rose on Sunday morning, resurrected, and then later he ascended up to the Father and seated at the right hand of the Father. It's interesting that Jesus hung on a cross and said, it is finished. And a lot of times people say, there are some people that would say, that the cross was all that was necessary. The cross was all that was necessary. And they quote Jesus' words, it is finished. Well, here's the thing. Without the resurrection, the cross would have little meaning to us today. Its significance is that Christ raised from the dead. Christ was raised from the dead. And so we know this. One commentator said it this way, that Christ's work, redemptive work, was not finished until he was seated at the right hand of the Father. And yet, before he ever died, Jesus said, it is finished. He's proclaiming the finished work before it was ever done. It's like he looked across the chasm of death and looked at the resurrection life. He looked across the chasm of the 3 days and the three nights in the grave and looked at himself reunited with the Father. He looked at that. He said, "It's finished." And we see the Holy Spirit moving mightily and raised Jesus from the dead. He who was dead is now alive again. He who was in the grave has risen again. He who people thought they would never see again, he is now here forever and ever. And so now we come to the third major display of God's power that is universal in its effect, and that is God is working mightily by his power in the church today. Listen to me. The power of God was sufficient to create everything that God wanted to create. The power of God was sufficient to bring forth all the redemptive work that Christ accomplished at the cross. And now I'm going to tell you this. Listen to me. The good news is, you may have been wondering about this, but the power of God is sufficient to bring the church into everything that God wants it to be and to have everything that God promised that we could have. Listen to me. The power of God is sufficient for us today, as surely as the power of God was able to bring forth what God wanted at creation and at the cross, surely he will also, the power of God is able to bring to us who are in the church that which God desires to have in us. It's amazing. Listen to me. Take a lesson from history. Be encouraged. Listen to me. You may be facing some things that you don't have any answers. Listen to me. Don't give up. Listen to me. Think about it. God raised Jesus from the dead. That same power is working in you. That same power is working in you. That same power is working in your situation. That same power is helping you, strengthening you, giving you a new life. And so this same power that raised Jesus from the dead also works in us. And so we need to look at this. Romans 8:11, in that last part, it says this: "He who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his Spirit who dwells in you." Listen to me. He's also going to give us life. Christ is alive again. And that same Spirit is bringing life to us. What does he mean by that? Well, the J.B. Phillips New Testament says it this way: "He will, by that same Spirit, bring to your whole being new strength and vitality." Listen to me. It's not just some people have said this verse and said, taken it and said, well, this is only speaking of when we die, then we're going to step over into eternity, into a different life. And I agree, certainly that is true. But I would also say this, that there's more to it than that. And that is this: too often we relegate into the future, into the sweet by and by, what God is actually wanting to do now and has actually provided through what Jesus did at the cross for us today. And so we need to recognize that phrase, give life. Listen to me. In the Thayer's Greek lexicon, it says it this way. It means to restore life or to bring new life. It means to arouse and invigorate by spiritual power. It also gives this a meaning. It means to give increase of life. Give increase of life and thus physical life. And so listen to me. Not only is he providing life for us in our spirit, but that life is intended to make a difference in every area of our life. Listen to me. It's not just, certainly our spirit is recreated and we have new spiritual life. But that whole life is intended to be something that all of us can expect God to do in every area of our life. Listen to me. If you're dealing with symptoms, if you're dealing with sickness and disease, then I want you to realize that same power that raised Christ from the dead, listen to me, wants to make you well. Wants to make you well. Can I get an amen? Type it in there. Amen. And so some of you, you're facing some lack and you're dealing with some loss of things that, you know, right now is a difficult financial time for some people. And listen to me, the same power that raised Christ from the dead wants to provide for your needs. Every area of your life. Listen to me. It's not just, certainly God wants to, your spiritual well-being. He's concerned about that, but he's also concerned about your material well-being as well. He's not only concerned about your life after you pass on from this earth, but he's also interested in the life that you're living now in this earth. And so, you see, here's the thing. Jesus being raised from the dead by the power of the Holy Spirit, changes everything for us. Hallelujah. It changes everything for us. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Changes everything for us. What do we mean by that? Well, here's how it was in the Old Testament before Christ hung on that cross. In the Old Testament, the presence of God, the Holy Spirit dwelt in the Holy of Holies in the tabernacle and then later in the temple. And it was there that it dwelt in a building. If you wanted to be near the presence of God, you had to go there. But today, because of the work of Christ at the cross and the power of God that raised him from the dead, that's the Spirit of God dwells in our spirit. The presence of God is within us and in our bodies right now. We have become the temples of the Holy Spirit. We are, oh, glory to God. We have been joined together. The Bible says he who is joined to the Lord is one spirit. Why? Because the Holy Spirit has made his home in us who believe. Hallelujah. That's something to shout about. Type it in there. Shout. Hallelujah. Something to shout about. Glory to God. Amen. I'm telling you, this is good news, folks. In the midst of all the other news that we have, and you know, and I get the news on my phone and on my devices just like everybody else. And I got a site that I go to get a coronavirus update. But I want you to know something. I'm giving you an update on the good news tonight. On the good news tonight. Hallelujah. Shout it out. Glory to God. Something to shout about. He is living in us. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He is living in us. Amen. And so here's another observation concerning the way it was before the cross. And that is this. In the Old Testament, the presence of God was contained in the Holy of Holies. It wasn't anywhere else. It was right there. And only the high priest once a year, following strictly the instructions of what to do, could go into that Holy of Holies and, to bring on behalf of the people, and only he could do that, and that presence of God was contained in there, and so that's where it was, in the temple, not just in the whole temple, but in the Holy of Holies, the inner temple. That's where it was, and so here's the thing. Listen to me. Here's the thing. Contained. That means it. It didn't get released. There was a veil there that was between the Holy of Holies and the rest of the temple. And when Jesus hung on that cross, that veil was ripped from down. It was the way was made open. The presence of God came. And now listen to me. Now the Spirit of God is released into our whole being, into our being, into our spirit. We're not, the presence of God is no longer in a building. It's no longer in a certain place, but it is now inside every person who believes in Christ, who has received Christ as their Savior. We are the temples of the Holy Spirit. We are the place where the presence of God is. Listen to me. You would have to say it this way, that we who have the Spirit of God living in us, listen to me, that's where you can find, if you can find the Christian, you can find the presence of God. Listen to me, it is a tremendous truth right here. Not only, now listen to this, but here's the good news. The presence of God is not just contained in us, in our spirit, but it affects our whole body. Go back to what the Phillips New Testament says. He will, by that same Spirit, bring to your whole being, spirit, soul, and body, new strength and vitality. Again, affecting that whole presence, the presence of God, the Spirit of God. It affects our whole being, our whole life. And so, the presence of God is no longer contained, but it has now been released. It's now been released into the hearts and lives of us who believe, and not only to us, but we're able to release it out as we share the good news. We're able to release that into the world around us and tell them the good news. They can receive it as well. And so, again, one more thing out of the Old Testament, the way things were. In the Old Testament, the presence of God did not change the people's hearts and lives. It was contained in that building. But now the Spirit of God has been brought out of that building and has been released, and now that Spirit of God dwells in all who believe, and it changes our hearts and it changes our lives. Life is changing for those who have Christ in their life. We have the same power that raised Christ from the dead living in us. Oh, my friend, listen to me. We got to realize, listen to me, this is a tremendous truth. The significance of Easter is that which Christ did on that cross. His resurrection made a way for me to be resurrected into a new life by that same power. Listen to me, him being alive again has made a way for me to have a new life again. Instead of being in spiritual death and separated from God, now I have a new life in connection with God. And so that same Spirit, that same power, that same mighty Holy Spirit, my friend, listen to me. Oh, I'll tell you the truth about it. Listen to me. It raised Christ from the dead. That is absolutely true. But today we need to rejoice, because that same power that raised Christ from the dead is now in us. And that same power is greater than anything in this world and in the world to come. Listen to me. There's no greater power than the power that resides in us, the power that's in our lives, the power that raised Jesus from the dead. That same power is raised us up. And so what has it done for us? Listen to me. First of all, it's made you a new creation in Christ. Old things are passed away. All things are become new. It's what 2 Corinthians 5:17 tells us. Listen to me, my friend. You need to rejoice, because your past has been wiped out. Your old sinful life has been wiped out by the blood of Jesus, by the power of God. The blood has been applied. And I'm going to tell you something. Listen to me. You prayed that sinner's prayer, and you gave your life to Christ, and the Holy Spirit moved into your life and took the blood and washed it all away. Washed away all the guilt and the shame and all the memories of the past. Listen to me, my friend. You've got a new life now. You've got a new life. You got a new life in Christ. You got new realities. You got new possibilities. You got new opportunities. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You're a new creation in Christ. Also, the Bible says that by that same power, we have been made the righteousness of God. Listen to me. Christ hung on that cross, and he took our sin. Hallelujah. But he also gave us who had sin in our lives and who looked to him. He gave us his righteousness. Listen to me. How does that transaction happen? It happens by the power of God. Listen to me, my friend. That was made available back when Jesus' redemptive work at the cross. But I want to tell you today, you can take advantage of that by speaking the word of God and becoming born again and stepping into what Jesus provided, the righteousness of God. And when you make that confession that Jesus is your Lord, you are a new creature in Christ. You are born again. Listen to me. Holy Spirit, the same power that raised Christ from the dead, goes inside of you, and he takes out the old sinful nature, and he puts in a new righteous nature. And I'm going to tell you something. Listen to me. It's not something you earn. It's not something we really deserve. But I'm going to tell you something. It's because we believe in what Christ did at the cross. When we believe and confess him as Lord, listen to me, that's a tremendous truth that we can take advantage of. That's what happens. You see, that same power that raised Christ from the dead makes us triumphant over all things. Listen to me. You may be facing some dire circumstances. You may not have all the answers you need. You may be looking for some solutions. You may need some wisdom. You may need God to do the impossible for you. It may look like you're not going to make it. Maybe you're facing a court situation and you're wondering what's going to happen. Maybe you're in that situation and it doesn't look like it's going your way. I want you to know something. The same power that raised Christ from the dead is actively in your life. And listen to me. I'm going to tell you in just a moment how to activate that power so that you can experience that same power that raised Christ from the dead into your circumstances, into your life. Listen to me. I'm going to tell you something. It's easy. I know all of you are going to take advantage of that when I tell you about that. But you see, here's the thing. That same power can make you triumphant over all circumstances. The enemy comes. He brings things. He says, I'm going to take you down with this. If that doesn't work, he says, I'm going to take you down with this other thing. Here's another thing. Here, he's got all kinds of things he wants to try to bring our way and make us, to take us down. And there are times, I admit, when it feels like we're going down, I can almost feel the descending feeling, you know, when you're like in an elevator, you know, when you're going down, you feel like you're going down. I've had circumstances when it felt like I was going down and riding the elevator down and never going to come back up is what it looked like. But I want you to know something. Listen to me. That same power that raised Christ from the dead, when it seems like you're going down, seems like you're not going to make it, seems like you're going to disappear off the scene, listen to me, that same power is going to raise you up. It's going to raise you up. It's going to raise you up. Hallelujah. Say it with me. Raise me up. It's going to raise me up. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Well, I'm going to tell you something. Listen to me. Tonight, you may be standing, you may be where you're at, watching wherever you're at. You may have some loved ones that really you're concerned about. Listen to me. Pray over them, believing that the same power that raised Christ from the dead is going to work in their lives. You may not see it right away, but you just keep believing that the same power that raised Christ from the dead is going to raise them out of their sin and into a new life in Christ. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And so that's what we need to do. I remember years ago, there was a situation where I was facing something that was tremendous financial pressure. It looked like we were going to go bankrupt and everything. But I want you to know something. I went into the Word of God and I started doing something that I'm going to tell you about. It's just like what Pastor Craig said on Wednesday night, this past Wednesday night. He said we need to speak to the things that, to the circumstances that we're facing. We need to speak the Word of God. And so I took the Word of God. I found a scripture and I began to speak that every time I thought about it. I must have spoken it hundreds of times. My situation went for about 5 months. It looked like I was going under. That bankruptcy was imminent. Not only did I speak the word of God. Now, I was in communication. Listen to me. I was in the natural. I did what I needed to do. I communicated with the bank and told them that I was looking at selling some property and things of that nature, and told them that, listen, if you'll be patient with me, we'll get that sold and we'll get you paid. That'll be cheaper for them if you'll just be a little more patient than hiring attorneys and going through the bankruptcy process. I talk fast, but I also talk to the Lord. I talk to the Lord more than I did to the bankers, but I also talk to the bankers. I took care of the natural and the spiritual as well. And I want to tell you something. God made a way, and I'm going to tell you, He had mercy on me, and He provided a place of refuge until the calamity that I was facing passed by me. He was the God I called upon, and He made a way. He performed what I needed in my life. And so here's what we need to do. We need to speak the promises of God, because that releases the same power that raised Christ from the dead to do mighty things in our lives. Listen to me. Our faith-filled words. Find a promise of God. Hook up with it with your faith. Believe what it says and begin to speak it as often as necessary. So how often is that? Well, as often as you think about it. If you find your mind thinking about your problem, go back and speak the promise. Keep speaking the promise. What is that doing? It's releasing that same power that raised Christ from the dead into your situation to bring about what you need. It brings salvation. It brings healing. It brings deliverance. It brings safety. It brings provision. It brings what you need. Glory to God. I want to tell you tonight as we wrap this up that we are thrilled. We are thrilled to tell you the good news. The good news is the same power that raised Christ from the dead some 2,000 years ago, brought Him back from the grave, is the same power that's now working in the church today, making the church triumphant over all things. It looks like that the enemy is dealing a blow here and a blow there and buffeting us and pounding us. But I'm going to tell you something. Listen to me. The power of God is at work wherever people call upon the name of the Lord, and wherever faith-filled words are spoken, the power of God is at work. Don't doubt what God is doing in your life. Glory to God. Just because you hadn't seen all that you wanted to see yet, don't doubt what the power of God is doing. That same power that it raised Christ from the dead is the same power that God promised would work in our lives. I want to tell you something. Listen to me. Perhaps you're here today. Listen to me. I want to speak to you just for a moment. If you do not know Christ as your Savior, I want you to know that you can know Him. You can experience the same power that raised Christ from the dead. That's not a scary thing, but it's a helpful thing. It is the best thing that you could ever experience in your life. Amen. It's the best thing you could experience in your life. Listen to me. I'm gonna pray a prayer. And if you'll repeat that prayer after me, maybe you already accepted Christ as your Savior, but things have happened in life, and through the process of life, you're here tonight now, and you're listening, and you're realizing, hey, I don't have this working in my life. I'm not with the Lord like I should be, and I need to get some things right. Well, we're going to pray a prayer so that we can get things right and receive Christ as our Savior and step into this new life, into this same power, experience the same power. Let's pray this prayer together. Heavenly Father, I ask You to forgive me of all my sin. I confess Jesus as Lord and Savior. I thank You, Father, that You receive me now, blood washed, cleansed by the power of God and the blood of Christ. And now I thank You that I'm a child of God, and You're my Heavenly Father. And I thank You that I'm a member in the family of God. Amen. If you prayed that prayer, then I want you to contact us. Send us an email at partnerservice@rhema.org. Tell us about it, and we'll send you some material. God bless you for praying that prayer with us. Amen. Amen. Well, thank you, everybody, for joining us tonight. I hope that you were touched with the truth. I hope the light came on in your mind and in your heart. I hope you were encouraged. The same power. Say it again one more time. That same power. That same power that raised Christ from the dead is now working in us, in our situation. In Jesus' name. God bless you and have a great week.